Welcome to the Life is Relationships podcast, where we share biblical truths about marriage, parenting, and discipleship. The desire of CTCI is to see individuals and families restored in their relationship to the Father and for them to be empowered to have thriving, godly relationships that impact the communities around them. Welcome to today's episode, where we will be talking with Casey and Erica Wilson. This falls into some of the parenting stuff that we want to talk about, and we're going to talk about how important it is to be aware of what your kids are getting into in the digital age. So we're looking at parenting in today's world with kids constantly on screens and with access to just about anything they want to get into on the internet is it's just the reality of today. So welcome to today's podcast, guys.
Thank you, AJ.
Thanks.
All right. So society today is so completely saturated with electronics. There's phones, there's TVs, there's computers, tablets, game systems, whatever people are wanting to find. And anybody can find or even stumble across anything at any moment. So I want to start off with asking you guys today, what are some of the key things that parents should be aware of as their kids are using electronics today?
How fun is this conversation, huh? Well, AJ, yes, it is a reality. Cell phones, they're the Swiss Army knife of life, aren't they? They somehow, they have become one of the most loved and hated tools that that we have today.
I know. I remember when I was in school, a teacher told me I'd never have a calculator with me everywhere I go. Look at us now.
And that silly thing's not just a calculator now. It's doing all your banking, managing your investing, telling you, you know, about the weather. It's literally driving you from place to place. I don't even know road names or directions, north, south. Who pays attention to that anymore?
Computers used to take up the size of a whole room, and now I've got a more powerful computer in my pocket.
Right. And that same powerful tool can also become your greatest enemy and the greatest harm to you if you lack the discernment to be able to use that tool, right? It can either, you control the tool or it controls you. And so now we just stumbled across a study or an article from NPR reporting on a study done by Common Sense Media that now over 50% of all children 11 years old and up have a smartphone, right? So now you've got these tiny little people all with the same tool that we carry and use every day, but lacking the discernment and the little warnings that we carry as grown human adults. I will say most grown human adults. And so what do we do now? Are there any dangers? Are there any benefits? There's a lot of benefits, right? Now, anyone would be able to contact their child, right, at school, or if you're at a friend's house or know where they are, you have those little GPS tracking tools. You can literally track your child everywhere they go, right? If there was an emergency, they would be able to get help right away themselves, right, without having to go find an adult to call 911. They also have a world of information at their fingertips. They can learn, they can do their schooling through their phone and learn just information about the world. So it's got quite a few benefits. And yet, in the midst of all that benefit, there's some very serious dangers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Erica and I, we have little ones in the home. Our oldest children are 8. So right now we're fighting cell phones differently. It's not an option anymore. It's not like... it's not like it used to be with pagers and beepers and Blackberries to where really no one wanted them and they didn't get them till they were, I mean, first smartphone, I think I was 18 when they came out. Right.
Yeah.
So we fight them differently. And then at work we have a little bit older kids that are dealing with them. So we fight them a little differently than say a 13, 14 year old children, you know, a parent of a 13, 14 year old would be doing. But for us in our home, I think what we're trying to do is a little bit different, AJ. We're trying to approach the subject a little bit different. Rather than just putting governors on everything, we're actually trying to throttle down and get excited about all the other things that could be done in life.
Right.
And so with the little ones, we're trying to create as many reasons to go outside and to go do something or go in the room and play. We're fighting for different battles than just how do we use the cell phone good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's you're taking something that so many people have has become everybody's go-to for entertainment, mm-hmm. And you're replacing it. You're teaching on the front end to not let that be the entertainment, but to find joy and purpose and fulfillment in other areas of your life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like we want our children to know how to make friends, not how to make friends on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We watch our kids when they get on the cell phone and they have it in front of you. All they really do is those stupid little face painting emoji things. And they can't hold a conversation to save their life with the person that's on the other side because they're totally distracted by the cat and the elephant and whatever other little mask that they can put over. And that, I think, is you're going to see a very damaging effect to society in the years to come if that's the normal for what goes on.
Right. We learned how to communicate because when we were kids, you'd take the phone with a really long cable and drag the cable all the way to your room, like a friend would call, and they'd have to talk to your parent and say, "Hey, can I talk to Casey or can I talk to Erica?" And that parent would have to approve the person on the other line, right? Couldn't be a creeper, had to actually be a friend.
Right.
And then you'd go and you'd get on the phone and you just kind of have to figure out what to do with those awkward silences and make it a good conversation, right? And then you'd figure that out and then you'd talk for like hours and your parents need to use the phone and you have the phone in your room. But it did something to us relationally because you had to converse. You actually had to relate to those people. And now the danger is that will our children learn to relate if they have to do it through this device where Casey and I constantly see them relating to people, but they're not relating at all. They're right. just playing games or doing something else. And so, you know, being parents now, we have to look at this thing a little bit different. And we watched a documentary pretty recently this year, and I recommend every person listening to this podcast, if you've not seen this documentary, you need to see this documentary. And it's called The Social Dilemma. And it's put out by kind of people in the social media corporate structure who now, after seeing this thing, this monster go on for a couple of years, are starting to realize there are some serious dangers and things we need to be aware of that I don't think were the intention of these companies when they started. You know, they started these companies to you know, have a great product out there that connected people and allowed people to share ideas over the marketplace of ideas and let people relate more, connect more. But I think that we're seeing that it's actually causing people to connect less, to be more polarized, and to be subject to not just things like inappropriate content that can fly over there, which is a big problem if you're a parent and you have a child with a phone that you can't see all the time. Hugely inappropriate content that's readily available out there. Cyberbullying. And I mean, I feel bullied. I'm an adult. Get into some of these conversations. What's a poor kid going to do? Sticks and stones, right? They don't know that yet. They're, my goodness, to be able to deal with those things. But not just that, but you're allowing them to be marketed to and influenced by people that aren't you, that don't love them, that aren't caring about their well-being, their physical well-being, their spiritual well-being, their emotional well-being, right? And so we've really got to look at these things with eyes wide open.
Yeah, Erica, you touched on something that it's, you know, it's about the kids learning how to communicate and to communicate well. But one of the things that we've also seen is how anybody has been able, unfortunately, there are predators out there that are, you know, that they get into the spaces where kids are, whether it's the social media or other, you know, chat apps and things like that. And so what are some of the things that parents can do to help provide that safeguard? I know that you guys are you're fighting this in a different way, but if there's a parent out there that they're like, my kids already have cell phones and this is what I'm dealing with, what are maybe a couple things that you guys have seen that are helpful in that arena for them?
Yeah, I would say, first off, your children have no right to a cell phone. There's not this human right that we all should just have a cell phone, a smartphone, and possess it from
But Bobby and Susie have cell phones.
Exactly.
Right. So-and-so got a cell phone when they turned 9, so I should get one when I turn 9? Not so exactly.
I think what we should really be asking is, at what point is it helpful for a child to have a cell phone? What point does it benefit their life? Mm-hmm. And in this regard, you're talking about cyberbullying or predators or people that they shouldn't be communicating with. I would say you and I learned who we should and shouldn't be relating to. We learned it in the real world.
Right. Stranger danger.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we learned that, hey, it's not appropriate to talk to somebody that's 30 years older than you and you don't know them, or the opposite sex, or these things, well, those, that all gets lost. Like, the cell phone removes dignity. It just does. Like, mm-hmm. you can say harsh things, you can say rude things, you can pretend to be somebody else. Like you don't get truth and clarity when it comes to communication over the cell phone like you do in real life. And so I would just say that if your children aren't communicating well in real life, mm-hmm. if they're not making friends and conversing and learning how to forgive, if they're not learning how to carry conversations, avoid certain conversations, then they're definitely not ready to just be free on a social gaming platform where they get to listen to somebody cuss all day or communicate or ask them inappropriate questions. You've got to build them up to be good communicators in a real world, and then trust that God will lead them when it comes to, you know, their own discernment on the phone.
Right, right. You were saying that we learn how to relate, and we learn how to be mature, and we learn how to be responsible through real life interactions. And we cannot downplay our role as parents in their lives in regards to their cell phone and virtual world interaction. If you can picture your cell phone as a place that your child goes to, would you allow your child just to go to a random place in reality where, you know, you haven't equipped them to interact with the people that will be there?
You're not there with them.
Right. You're not there with them. At what age would you drop your child off at a mall and just go?
And leave. Exactly. Yeah. Great, great picture.
Yeah. Because you're doing that when you hand them a cell phone, because unless you've set up things like, I don't even know what all the tools are, and we're going to have to start looking into this soon, I'm sure, but content blockers and the phone cloning to where you can see where they've been, there's got to be some follow-up. You have to be aware as a parent. We're not going to go into this thing with our eyes shut and just be willfully ignorant. And we can't be willfully ignorant in our own lives as well. We have to see how these phones and these devices are affecting us. You know, but our parenting follows, to go back to that, to these children, to our children in the worlds that they're operating in. We've got to equip them in the virtual world the same way we equip them in the physical world.
Yes.
And that means our number one tool in our box, before all the content blockers, before all the cool gizmos and parental blocking, is our relationship is our number one tool in our toolbox to help guide and lead our children in this. We've got to be relating with our children and understanding how their phone is affecting them. Like Casey was saying earlier, is my child more withdrawn? Is my child more anxious? Is my child more lonely? What's happening here? Is the phone affecting that? Let's get into some discussion with my child. Yeah. And be touching bases with them. Oh, okay, well, you look upset. Was there an interaction on your phone that caused this? Let them talk to you about it. And we have to guide them through this world in the same way we guide them through the physical world.
Yeah. In the Christian world, there was a season where everyone had these silicone bracelets that said WWJD on them. And they were cool, and they identified you as a Christian and a Jesus follower, right? What would Jesus do? And it might have meant something different to each person. For guys, maybe it was, you know, what would Jesus do in this situation when considering a woman or a thought or whatever. Everyone had this, they wanted this governing thing, this filter on their wrist, so when they looked at it, it would remind them to behave differently. And I would say that bracelet was only as good as your knowledge of what Jesus actually did. Mm-hmm. If you only had a bracelet, but you didn't read the Gospels or the story of Jesus or who God was or what he loves and what he enjoys, that bracelet would only guide you back to your own thoughts.
Yeah.
But when you fill your mind with how Jesus treated people and the way he interacted and what he said was true, and fill it with scripture, then that bracelet serves you and it's helpful. And that's the same thing with children and with all of us. If we just give them filters and we think, well, I put the filter on it, that's good enough. We're missing the point. You have to develop the person.
Right.
Right? So that the filter benefits them in a good way. We're not just trying to put rules and restrictions on people. Curiosity and sin rises up and it conquers those things. You want to build a person so that way they live a life that is right and upright and good and honorable to God and relates well with people. And so we're trying to focus on that with the little ones and then as they get older as well.
Yeah. As you're talking, I kind of got this, this example popped into my mind that is like when you're teaching kids how to bowl, oftentimes they're the bumpers on the bowling lane, and you know, they'll succeed in hitting the pins every time so long as the bumpers are there. But if you teach them the skill of how to bowl well, which translates here to how am I building my character and how I live my life with integrity, that means that those bumpers aren't there anymore.
Yeah, we all know if you put the bumpers up, the kids try to bounce it off the bumpers 25 times before it hits the pins. And so you're not learning to bowl, you're learning how to destroy the bowling alley. And that's what we do. And that when that filter pops up, it actually causes you to think, ooh, how do I get over this wall so I can see what's behind there?
Right.
Rather than, hey, I should be looking for things that are good and upright on this phone.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining today. I hope that this is a helpful resource for some parents out there.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And we would love if you left us a review. For more information about CTCI and our upcoming programs, be sure to check out ctcilife.org. This podcast is a production of Christian Training Center International, and it is produced by AJ Selby and Seth Stradling.